Ordinarily, anybody who knows me know that I'm never at a shortage to talk. But I have to say that when Aaron came to visit me and she revealed to me that they had found my brother, I was totally dumbstruck.
It's been more than a week since 85-year-old Ovell Krell heard the news from lead University of South Florida researcher Aaron Kimmerly that the remains of her brother, 14-year-old George Owen Smith, have been identified. It's the first big step Kimmerly and her team have now taken to help bring closure to families looking for answers into their loved ones, believed to be buried on the grounds of the Dozier School for Boys, the former Panhandle Reform School surrounded by a history of alleged physical and sexual abuse. In January, Kimmerly's team announced the discovery of the remains of 55 bodies so far, more than previously thought by the state. Krell is one of nine families that have come forward so far to give their DNA in the hopes of finding a positive match. Krell is the first, a moment she says she never thought to see in her lifetime.
I couldn't believe it after 73 and a half years of fighting and looking and hoping and praying, and I was searching for him, not only out my love, but for a vow that I had made my mother and father on their deathbeds, that I would find my brother if it was in my power. I would look till I died. Well, I'm not dead, but there was times I wondered if after this many years I was going to find him before I did, because Mother Nature has a way of getting you.
Researcher Kimmerly says the circumstances surrounding Owen's death are still a mystery. His last known location after corresponding with his family via letters was Dozier. The family was later notified that Owen's body was mysteriously found under a house and later taken back by the school. According to Krell, the family was told he was buried on the grounds of Dozier at an unmarked grave, but they never knew if it was true.
We see from the remains of his shallow burial an unclothed boy pinned in a shroud, lying on his side along the edge of his grave. It was a hasty burial. We believe that such practices should not be endorsed by the passage of time, and that continued inaction on the part of those who have knowledge and the capacity to act.
That's Kimmerly speaking during a recent press conference about the official announcement. Now Kimmerly says after finding those answers, Krell's story is an inspiring one.
Ovell teaches us that it's never too late for courage and that we have everything when we have hope. It is our hope that this is the first of many identifications to come. Through the next year, as we continue to work with state leaders to address this dark chapter of our history, we hope to restore justice and continue to find resolution for all of the families that are still searching for answers, such as Glenn Varnado, who's also with us today.
Glenn Varnado is one of the first people to come forward looking for clues into his uncle's fate. He says, like Krell's brother, his uncle, 13-year-old Thomas Varnado, died under, quote, suspicious circumstances in 1934, and he was last seen by Glenn's father on the Dozier grounds. Still, he says he's very encouraged by the news of Krell and her brother.
I was happy to see that, we had been able to make a positive ID of at least one of the 55 bodies that have been unearthed so far. So that gives me hope that maybe one of the next 54 could possibly be my uncle.
And he says it's also encouraging for another reason.
Very encouraging because George Owen Smith was a Caucasian. He was found buried in Boot Hill, which was prior considered the black cemetery. But it's obviously a cemetery. I don't know if it's the only cemetery, but it certainly is a cemetery that blacks and whites are both buried in. So hopefully my Uncle Thomas will be in that same area.
As for Krell, she says while she's still very thankful and remains hopeful other families will get similar relief, it's been a rough week. With finding the remains of her older brother, her baby brother just passed away, which she says kind of put everything into perspective.
And maybe this helped us realize the importance of all of this. But it's been a rough week for us, but we're pretty strong people. And we're just thankful we got one blessing and then we lost a brother who had been very ill, and this in a way is a blessing also.
Meanwhile, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection as well as the Florida Cabinet have agreed to extend the USF research team's permit to continue their work for another year. The state is also working on a plan for the reburial of anyone identified. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.